Well, tonight at 6 p.m., St. Louis County Public Works and the City of Duluth will be holding a virtual public meeting to provide information about and get feedback on plans to construct a roundabout at the intersection of Glenwood Street and Snively Road. And we have with us on the phone today Vic Lund, a St. Louis County traffic engineer, to talk about this. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Now, this project, I have to say, I live near Glenwood and Snively, and it certainly is an interesting intersection. It does receive at some times of the day a lot of traffic. Why the decision for a roundabout?
So we have a project in 2022 to do some resurfacing and reconstruction on Snively Road and Woodland Avenue. And so we knew that there was some congestion issues at this intersection, and which prompted us to do a study in 2018. And basically that study realized that, you know, today we have some operational issues in the morning. In traffic engineering terms, we use letter grades A through F to assess the quality of the traffic movement. And so currently it's actually a level surface F, which is about 100 seconds on average per vehicle delay entering that intersection. However, but then when you look in the long term, this is really when it becomes an issue. And so in about 20 years, we expect over 300 seconds of delay on average, both in the morning and the PM. So, yeah, it isn't. So we have to be aware of what it is today, but also more importantly, what's the expected operation 10, 15, 20 years in the future. So when we do roadway projects, we have to make sure that when we're done with them or they're designed in a way that they're going to be viable for the next 20 plus years.
So how do you know, what I mean to say is, what is the reason for the projection that traffic will increase in about 20 years? Is that because of population growth in that region?
Yeah, there's always a background growth in traffic. It isn't great in Duluth area or northeastern Minnesota, but there is growth. And but think about it this way: it's at the point today where it won't take very many extra vehicles, relatively speaking, to get us to the point where it's going to be even worse in the future, where it's been modeled at. So we're kind of right on that precipice. So it doesn't really take much of a push to get it over the cliff.
Right. Currently, it's a four-way stop. Now, when I think about all the options, a roundabout is for people who don't live in the Midwest, live on the East Coast, for example. Roundabouts are much more common. Were other options considered, like stoplights? Why wouldn't a stoplight be appropriate?
Yeah, great question. So, 2 points there. So, the ones out east, they are what are considered circular intersections, but they're not a roundabout. They're actually a rotary. Is the technical term, and they function differently. They have different flow patterns. They actually stop traffic in the circulatory roadway versus stopping traffic on the side street, so the yielding is different. So we refer to this as a modern roundabout. You know, they've been around for about 20, 30 years in the United States, well, about 30 years at least, and they have yielding for people entering into the roundabout. They have a counterclockwise flow. They operate way more efficiently than the ones that you would see out east, and they take up a lot less space. So that's one thing to think about. In terms of a traffic signal, absolutely. As part of our study in 2018, we did look at a traffic signal with different types of geometry or lane configurations. And basically, we realized that based on our model, a traffic signal would work at a lesser function, meaning there would be more delay of the traffic signal than there would be with a roundabout. So roundabout actually came out on top of having the least amount of delay of all the different options we had. We even looked at do-nothing of, you know, saying, well, do we really even need to do anything here? And so that was a viable option as well.
Hmm. So the roundabout option we're talking about really involves all four roads that meet, sort of zipping together as they go around to get to where they need to go.
So, exactly. So if you're familiar with, there's a roundabout in Hermantown that St. Louis County constructed a couple years ago. It's at the intersection of Midway Road and Maple Grove Road. And, yes, I mean, it basically just like it sounds like, you know, traffic in a circulatory roundabout fashion, but all roads will enter into the roundabout at about a 90-degree angle, approximately. And, the way the alignments of the legs are, you know, but they come in at a slightly different angle. But, yeah, so they'll function that way, and it's very efficient in terms of getting traffic through the intersection. One other thing real quick I'll just mention on the traffic signal for people to be aware of is that when you look at just serious crashes within the city of Duluth and Hermantown, ask the question, okay, of just the serious crashes, ones that resulted in an injury or fatality, where do they occur? And the majority of those actually occur at intersections. Hmm. And then you ask the question, well, which type of intersection? Intersections controlled by traffic signals. So what I tell people, that, and this is counterintuitive, what I tell people is that, you know, your biggest risk as a driver within the city of Duluth and Hermantown to be involved in a serious crash is going to be at a traffic signal.
Okay.
So something to think about.
Yeah. Is that because of people not noticing that the light is red? I mean, I'm thinking of all the possible reasons that can occur. And
yeah, great question. So primarily what's going on there is that of the serious crashes at traffic signals are right angle or T-bone type crashes. Mm-hmm. By definition, somebody was running the red light for the most part.
Right.
So that's why when we have a traffic signal, we're very cautious about, you know, should we even put one in, number one. Sometimes we have to. Sometimes it's the best option. But this is why, you know, St. Louis County has taken on some efforts in the last few years of trying to address red light running, because that's really the biggest issue with a traffic signal is people running the red light, resulting in a T-bone crash. That's the problem.
And a roundabout, really, it would make a driver have to adjust their direction to get into that roundabout pattern. So I suppose it does make them more alert of what's coming from their left-hand side as they enter.
It certainly does. The other thing, too, think about from a physics standpoint. When you're at a T-bone crash, you have a vehicle hitting your side passenger door, your door, at, a, let's say, 40, 50 miles per hour, and your velocity in that direction is zero, then all of a sudden you go from instantaneously to 40 miles per hour in that direction.
Right.
It results in serious injuries that way. But in a roundabout, everybody's driving about, they're designed for about 15 miles per hour to enter into the roundabout, and people in the circulatory roadway, 15 miles per hour. And when if there is a crash, think about the physics. They're both driving in the same direction, approximately, and it's a side swipe. So that's why roundabouts, from the safety performance, have, if there are crashes, they tend to be really property damage only, because the physics are just so much better for the driver.
And under light or average traffic conditions, despite that 15-mile-per-hour speed that you're going through that roundabout, everybody's still moving. Nobody's really stopping, ideally, in a lighter traffic situation.
Exactly. This is one of the things that roundabouts play an awesome role in, is that these suburban or light urban type intersections. So think about the ring around Duluth, right? And I would consider this intersection one of that, where we have a lot of traffic for about 1 to 2 hours out of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But 22 to 23 hours out of the day, there's really not much going on out there. And that's where roundabouts will actually be better than the always stop. You actually have less delay during those 22 hours out of the day with a roundabout than you do with the always stop.
Mm-hmm.
But then, but the great thing is in those 1 to 2 hours out of the day, a roundabout will actually be better than a traffic signal. So think about it this way. Traffic signals are very efficient in high-volume conditions, but they're very inefficient in low-volume conditions. So you think about like a Sunday evening, maybe in a mall area, you're on the side street waiting for a green light. You're sitting there for 40, 50 seconds waiting for the light to turn green, but there's nobody coming on the major road.
Okay.
That's what is referred to as an inefficient operation, because that person could go, just that they can't because the light hasn't allowed them to.
Okay.
Whereas a roundabout, there's nobody in the roundabout, you just proceed.
We're speaking with Vic Lund, a St. Louis County traffic engineer, about the proposal to put a roundabout at the intersection of Glenwood and Snively. And I'm always confused, where does Snively end and Jean Duluth Road begin? Is it further down the road? I'm never quite sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So Snively Road actually begins at Woodland Avenue, mm-hmm. and it ends at Glenwood Street. From that point going further north, that's where Jean Duluth Road begins. And then actually Jean Duluth Road ends at Normanna Road about 15 miles north.
So Jean Duluth is the other side of that intersection. Okay.
It is, yep. So it's like Jean Duluth, Snively is the major legs, and then Glenwood Street is the side street.
All right. I have two more questions. One is stoplights. Sometimes I'm at intersections that have, I don't know if it's a pressure plate or a magnetic sensor underneath when a car approaches to get the light to change when you're all alone, so you don't have to wait as long. Is that sort of an option that would have been considered for a traffic light that would have made that work differently or better?
That was part of the model. All traffic signals that we design today are what are referred to as actuated, meaning that they are based upon presence. The timing changes based on presence of traffic. So that model, the numbers that I'm giving you, is based on an optimal actuated traffic signal. And interesting enough, in terms of the technology, there's two primary technologies for detecting vehicles. Number one, there could be an in-pavement loop detector. So it isn't a weight sensor. It's actually electromagnetic. So if you had electromagnetic glasses on, you'd actually see these electromagnetic loops coming out of the pavement. And so when it detects when there's a metal object, it makes that field collapse, and it changes the resistance in the wire. And so the controller is detecting the change in resistance in that wire.
Okay.
Through that electromagnetic field. That's one option for detection. The other option that we actually been using a lot more frequently is video detection. So actually we have a video camera. It's not recording, but it's just simply looking for a change in the pixel color ratio of the screen. They're very efficient. They're actually quite advanced. They can work in fog, snow, rain, dry weather, nighttime, whatever the case is. But those are the two primary detection types.
And I suppose that would be better video detection for bicyclists that are often on Stadler and Jean Duluth to allow them to be seen, right? Because they don't have enough weight or enough metal to have that magnetic field change.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And for motorcyclists as well.
All right. But the rotary still seems to be the better option in the opinion of St. Louis County.
Absolutely.
The final question I have, and it's a bit out of left field, but my family lives in a small town in Vermont. They've got a great little roundabout there at several intersections, but the problem is there's a lot of farm truck and semi-traffic going through that small town, which, as annoying as it is unavoidable. They have designed it, the actual center island, so to speak, to be a very low rise with a sloped curve so that semi-trucks don't have to enter that very tight curve. They can basically make a slight arc or more or less a straight line to get through the intersection. Is that something that's being considered here? Because I know there is a lot of semi-truck traffic in that area.
That's actually a really good question. So what you've just hit on is what's called referred to as a mini roundabout. And so that's a technical term. And so what a mini roundabout is, it's more designed towards smaller residential streets, but it does have a center island, but it's depressed to allow trucks to actually make that left turn directly over top of the island. But normal passenger vehicles, function just like a normal roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
This intersection is going to have a raised center island with landscaping in the center, but the geometry is going to be a little much bigger. And so basically when we go through the design process, we actually have computer models and algorithms, and we put in different types of design vehicles, like a single-unit truck, like a furniture-moving truck, or a truck with a lowboy moving a piece of heavy equipment, or a truck with a tractor-trailer, like you see on the interstate system. So we model all these different vehicles from an XY coordinate and also by a Z coordinate for elevation to ensure that no matter which leg they come into, they can navigate that roundabout successfully. So take, for example, the Midway Maple Grove roundabout. That intersection has functioned fabulously for trucks. We've had no issues with trucks. It really comes down to design. If there's a poor design, then, trucks may have an issue. But if it's designed properly, actually trucks can navigate the roundabout flawlessly.
So people heading up Jean Duluth with their boat trailers heading to the lake should have not a difficult time getting around the roundabout.
No issues. Yeah, no issues at all.
Great. All right, so the other main point of this conversation this morning is that you're having a virtual public meeting tonight to discuss this.
Yes. Now,
I've been to a lot of public meetings about road construction with your team, usually in a church basement or someplace. This is a virtual meeting. Have you done many of these yet during the COVID pandemic, or is this a first time?
Well, as with the pandemic, it's a lot of first times for everything.
Yeah.
And this is the first time for St. Louis County having a virtual public meeting. Yeah, we've always had in-person meetings, and this is going to be a little different. But here's the thing. We look at it this way. It's critical for us to get the input. We want to have that connection and communication with the public, so that's why we're having the meeting now. It is in a virtual format, just to provide that extra level of safety. There's a sign at the intersection that tells the website, but it's also stlouiscountymn.gov/Glenwood-roundabout. And that will also take you to the website as well. And basically, just you go to the website and you can join the meeting. There's a link on the front page. We're actually going to have a presentation. It'll be about a half-hour presentation. We're going to then have about a half-hour or more Q&A where people can type in comments, questions. We'll answer those live. We'll have an option for people to call in as well. We're going to record that whole meeting this evening, so if people miss it, they can still go to the website and view that recording sometime later.
That's a great advantage.
The other thing is the website is actually recording comments. There's a live map that you can go there today and add comments. And so we're actually, for about a two-week window, allowing people to put comments annotations on a map or whatever the case is, so we can get that additional information from the public. So there's multiple ways to participate. Public meeting, virtual meeting tonight at 6 p.m. You can go to the website, submit comments, or put some annotations on a map.
Great. All right. We'll have a link on our website as well, so people can get to that through our website. And so it sounds like it's not going to be, you're not going to have 50 faces all on individual cameras. You're really going to limit that so that you can make your presentation and take the comments on the side and repeat them out to the audience.
Exactly.
This is wonderful. I think a virtual meeting actually this way could be better. People can see the presentation on their screen. They'll have a good graphic in front of them right up close.
Well, I will say this one thing that I think we're learning something here in a lot of different ways, but in this case specifically, in the future when we go back to hopefully quote-unquote normal, I think we will probably end up keeping the virtual component because it gives us more opportunity for the public to participate.
Thank you so much, Vic. This is great information. As I say, we'll have a link to the St. Louis County website for this meeting tonight. It's at 6 p.m., I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct. 6 p.m. sharp.
Very good. This is wonderful information. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, take care.
All right, bye.
Vic Lund, a St. Louis County traffic engineer, talking about the virtual public meeting tonight about the project to build a roundabout at the intersection of Glenwood and Snively and Jean Duluth Road in eastern Duluth. The virtual meeting again held tonight, August 13th at 6 p.m., and we'll have a link to that website later on this morning, stlouiscountymn.gov/Glenwood-roundabout.